It's the Evening Bulletin. I'm Perry Michael Simon, and this story doesn't apply to me because I work in a home office where only my wife is around, and it's part of my job to write about political things. But most people work in an actual workplace and don't have jobs in which they're paid to talk about politics, and so we have a survey from Glassdoor reported by USA Today in which 60% of respondents said talking about politics at work is unacceptable, but 57% of workers do talk about politics at work. And you know what? I believe both. Most people don't want to talk politics, but most people do because what else are you going to talk about when it's all you see on social media? These are political times, and politics bleeds into everything. The younger the worker, the more likely it is they'll talk politics at work. And really, there's no avoiding it, because if you're talking about your health, you'll get into insurance problems, and that'll lead to politics. If you're talking about any issue, it'll lead to politics. You can talk about family and football and food, and somehow Trump's going to come up. And it'll lead to an argument if there's even one colleague who's on the other side. All of this is to say, you know, telecommuting and home offices are awesome. You should try it. Everyone should try it. We can't really share space anymore. See if you can put the politics aside for the weekend, and we'll talk about something else on Monday. For this week, that's enough.